CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batts with Gordon Chang. China's financial crisis, I read from Forbes reporting. In this latest phase, Chinese banks anticipating huge loan losses have taken dramatic steps to enhance their loan loss reserves, tapping China's bond markets for some 30% more funds than they did last year. We welcome Charles Ortel of On the Money with Charles Ortel podcast to comment not only on China's problems, which are lengthy and well known, starting with the property market, but really we're talking about a large Ponzi scheme called the People's Republic of China's Miracle. However, there is no reason to just stay in Asia because the troubles in Europe are well known. The troubles in North America are well known. The long anticipated recession may be here already, but it's definitely promised for 23. And now the news of, in some fashion, Russia working with Saudi Arabia about restricting the amount of oil coming out of the Middle East and out of Asia. So, Charles, this is another fine mess you financial people have got us into. First, your comment on China. Is China able to buffer itself in some way from the worldwide turmoil the way it did during the Great Recession by printing money? Good evening to you.
Good evening to both of you. Absolutely not. I mean, China has a structural set of flaws in its economic and really its political policies. They geared up to serve the whole world, much the way Japan did in the 80s. And they have spent countless trillions of dollars in ways that nobody can really assess, but everyone guesses are not making money for the investors locally inside China. And then meanwhile, around the world, every knucklehead in the multinational elite looked at the thin case that the Chinese domestic market had to be the most important place to be. So they have leapt over there for long periods of time without considering that they weren't going to deliver rates of return back to their investors at home. So China is beset with these structural problems that Gordon Chang outlined long ago and has been prescient in so many ways. And I think the rubber is finally meeting the road for them.
Gordon, you have a question for Charles.
Charles, China, for various reasons, doesn't have an independent monetary policy. So it is very much at the mercy of the Fed. The Fed, in order to combat inflation in America, has raised rates, as we all know. That has caused money to leave China. And it has, I think, caused the Chinese central bank and Chinese financial technocrats to start to panic. But there's nothing they can really do about that, is there?
Absolutely not. And really, the Fed's efforts are lame. I mean, inflation, we're going to get a new number later this week, is certainly well above the 4% rate, which seems to be the target on the 10-year U.S. Treasury. And so real, that is to say, interest rates after inflation are still negative in dollar terms and need to go, I think, much higher if we want to try to stop inflation. But I fear that the central banks will not have the stomach to do the job. And particularly with the American election looming, will take their foot off the accelerator and only delay the problem to a place where it could become hyperinflation in future months and years.
Energy. Charles, you know, energy is at the center of the concern about Europe for this winter. But you're looking at the electricity rates and the fuel oil rates and the natural gas rates around the world. It's everyone's concern right now. And now we have this news from OPEC and Russia. Who knows where it's going, but it certainly indicates that gasoline's not going to get cheaper. Same for diesel, the refined oil that the aircraft need. So are we looking at a winter of more and more retreat in the world's financial markets? And is the situation that the Chinese banks right now anticipate, is that going to be much worse? Can we say at this point?
It could easily get a lot worse. I mean, when we think about the energy complex around the world, the people who make intelligent decisions about energy tend to have math and science degrees. The pundits who have been arguing, making surface level arguments about how renewables can replace fossil fuels, most of them have not really studied the underlying economics or for that matter, are comfortable with the engineering realities. So all this anti-fossil fuels ranting is causing the companies that could bring production on stream to relent and not make the needed capital investment. So I fear we could actually be in for a serious crunch time, perhaps the worst we've ever known.
Gordon, you have a question.
Charles, I'd like to just pivot for a moment to Europe. There are rumors that Deutsche Bank and Credit Suisse are in trouble. If you look at the credit default swaps for Credit Suisse, was a real indication of market sentiment. It indicates that Credit Suisse is indeed at a point where we have to be concerned about its viability. What would a crisis in Europe actually do in terms of spreading around the world, not only to China, but also to the United States?
Well, the problems that Credit Suisse and Deutsche Bank and other European banks have stem from the fact that while these are large institutions, their domestic deposit bases are much smaller than the United States, so that our banks, which compete aggressively against Credit Suisse and Deutsche Bank, have the amazing cushion of all the checking accounts that, in the main, don't cost the bank's interest. That free money allows our banks to be more successful, more aggressive, taking on risk around the world. So I think the Credit Suisse and Deutsche Bank problems have been long in the making. I would look for their governments to try to bail them out. But in the ensuing mess, when positions have to be sold down, that's going to affect everybody, much as it did in the case of Lehman.
And right now, Charles, there's a sense that we're going into a recession. Ordinarily, your recessions are corrective for mispricing. Is that how to look at this? Or are we going into a credit crisis the way we did in 08? Is there a profound distinction? You know, when the market sells, the market sells.
Well, I think the profound distinction between now and 2008 is that the size of governments, and indeed the amounts of money that governments around the world have been wasting on deficit spending and borrowing, is so much higher in 2022, both this year and then collectively since 2008, than it was in 2008. Meaning that governments do not have the same flexibility to wave magic wands and keep interest rates down and create these gigantic spending programs anymore. Governments around the world are tapped out. So the one place that needs to go on a gigantic starvation diet, in fact, is government. But you don't see that happening in Washington, D.C. or across Europe in the big or Japan. So we're really, I think, in a very desperate place right now. Most of the pundits are enthralled to the governments. They can't criticize the government the way they need to. And it's government, I think, that is the source of the problem at this stage.
A final puzzle to you, Gordon. I learned from Pakistan reporting that Pakistan owes China $30 billion in loans, chiefly Belt and Road. However, China's not offering any relief for the flooding that has destroyed the crop in Pakistan and left that country vulnerable to mass famine. Is this a measure of China's failure? Belt and Road, does this mean they're holding on to their money? They're worried about their money? We just have a few seconds, Gordon.
I think it's all the above, John. You know, Pakistan is a money pit. Fortunately, the United States started to withdraw support from Islamabad and the Chinese rushed in. The Chinese now have got to deal with it. And I think they have no answers to the problems in Pakistan because the people in Pakistan have no answer to their problems.
Charles Ortel of On the Money with Charles Ortel podcast, Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang, writing at Gatestone, Newsweek, and The Hill. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.